I did work for police department, and then I worked selling tea as a representative. Then, of course, I got terribly ill, and at the age of 29, I had Jackie, then I had Carolyn. She was only about, it was after I had her, but we don't talk about that, but something happened to me. I had to have a total hysterectomy at my very young age, and didn't have radiotherapy or chemo then. I had solid radiation treatment. And I have been ill now for 49 years. They said I was going to pop 6 months. They brought it down to 6 weeks. They woke me up. I was in the hospital 1 year and 7 months in the Fulham, which is now the Charing Cross. They said, we found a drug. We've got nothing to lose. Only thing is, if you do take it, your body will be destroyed. So I took the drug, lost my eyesight. Well, I dropped the hair because of the treatment, of course, and various other bone problems. So the body is, so it's 49 years. I've been like sick, ill. In the meantime, I had treatment. I still worked. I worked on the totalisator, but it was a casual job, which is good. But then you're allocated, so you can have 2 days off. They paid you sort of like daily, but it was good enough. Then I became, when I was disabled, I was sent to the, I did love it, Crescent Resource Centre. There were some beautiful people, run beautifully. We had lunch there. They used to pick you up. It was all done by the local authorities. And I've started taking art. Once I got the hang of it, then my godfather's dead, but his son still sort of helps, in other words. So he got me going with Bob Ross, and he paid for me to this is me, you see. I'm an artist qualified and an instructor. And there it is. I was in Kingston Council, and I had a lot of problems because, A, I had home care. Oh, it was a nightmare. I had a lot of personal problems. And you're lying there in this is embarrassing, in a wet bed on a draw sheet. This is so embarrassing. And they would come, I would lie there and wait. 10 past 10, they come in and said, I've only got 15 minutes. That really got me so depressed. I wasn't very, despite my illness, I was, all my blindness, I was still able-bodied. And I had to prove, I'm terrible. I had to prove, I'm great. You can't walk, but you crawl and prove I can do it. So that's what kept me going, really. Really what kept me going is this independent living fund.